you're watching Public Media and Wednes English Language News Broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Tens of thousands observed 1st of May at different events throughout Hungary. The Városliget, a large park in the Hungarian capital Budapest, was packed with those visiting the events of the trade unions and political parties. Others watched the great race at the quay. Hundreds of events were organized throughout the country. From this weekend on, Budapest's outdoor pools and baths are also open. Although the weather was not warm enough, some people still dared to enter the water. Lake Balaton was crowded. The season officially starts now. Trade unions traditionally celebrated in the Városliget in Budapest. The head of the Alliance of Hungarian Trade Unions said Hungarians have become the most vulnerable workers in the European Union since the last pillars of workers' rights have been ruined by the new labor code. The new law, they say, is unconstitutional. The unions urged the new law to be passed, more jobs to be created, and the minimum wage to be raised. The political parties emphasized the importance of improving the employment situation on their May Day events. Opposition socialist leader József Tóbiás spoke about how unfair, unpredictable and chaotic the situation is in the labor market. The radical right-wing Jobbik party leader Gábor Vona said his party in government would put the focus on job creation, but those who do not or do not want to work should not get extra welfare support. Co-chairman of LMP, András Schiffer, said they had prepared a seven-point proposal to fight poverty among workers. The Democratic Coalition and the non-parliamentary Hungarian Workers' Party urged raising the minimum wage. The ruling Fidesz party said that its government has consistently represented the interests of hard-working people since 2010. They said in a statement that the introduction of the flat tax rate, the reduced personal revenue tax, and the reintroduction of family tax benefits have left 3,600 billion forints more in the families' pockets. The Fidesz statement reminded the government has supported job-creating investment projects, launched a job protection scheme, and made public work schemes available to those who fail to find other forms of employment. The jobless rate in Hungary might fall below 7% by the end of this year. State Secretary of Employment Policies, Sándor Comba, said on Friday, based on fresh data from Eurostat, the statistical agency of the EU. Figures showed that Hungary's unemployment rate remained below the EU average in March. This means that a further decline is possible this year, said Sándor Comba.
There is a good chance that if economic growth can be maintained and agriculture also closes a good year, then the jobless rate can fall under 7% towards the middle or the end of the year. So I think the trend is positive, but of course we still have a lot to do.
More robust economic growth, low inflation, falling deficits. This is how the Hungarian government sees the coming years. They say there will be money to tax cuts and bigger investments, such as road constructions. This is all in the so-called convergence program the government submitted to Brussels.
This is the so-called start-stop device. It stops the car's engine on a red light and starts it again on green. More than 1 million pieces have been assembled in the Budapest plant of Continental, and it is already certain that the 2 millionth will also be produced here. The Hungarian factory will also supply the General Motors from now on. Just as in the recent years, the automotive industry will be the engine of the Hungarian economic growth, beside continuously growing domestic consumption. After last year's 3.6, and this year's 3.1, the government calculates with a 2.5% GDP growth in 2016. They estimate even more for the upcoming years, as it was written in the convergence program the government sent to Brussels. In the economic forecast for the next 3 years, inflation will start growing again after this year's 0%, but it will not exceed the EU criteria of 3%. The program also says that due to the strict fiscal policies, the state deficit will also stay below 3% as required by EU standards, and it will keep reducing. In the next 3 years, the government will also keep it a priority to increase taxes on consumption and reduce taxes on labor, said the convergence program. Based on these plans, the government will reduce the personal revenue tax from the current 16% to 15% next year. The M3 motorway is under construction. It will run all the way to the Ukrainian border. This is one of the largest investments of the next years. The Minister for Economy, Mihai Varga, said several decisions were made by the government to increase investments that create more jobs. Next year, we will reduce the levy on banks so that they can restart and increase lending to enterprises. Through this, we expect to see a growth in investments. Also in 2016, there will be a 100 billion foreign fund in the central budget to support investments, said the minister. Mihai Varga added that the convergence program submitted to Brussels aims to protect recent achievements and to keep the economy on a sustainable growth path.
Switzerland should be connected into the economic network. This is in the interest of Hungary, said the economy minister Mihai Varga at the opening ceremony of the first sector festival in Budapest. The event aims to introduce Switzerland to the capital, and those who have never been there can marvel the treasures of Switzerland, Varga added. Hungary's consulate general in Sao Paulo has reopened. Levente Magyar, State Secretary for Economic Diplomacy, said the decision to reopen the diplomatic mission located in the economic center of Latin America was motivated by both political and business considerations. Magyar added that he had held talks in Sao Paulo with senior Brazilian government officials on boosting or, in several areas, restarting economic cooperation.
In the South American continent, Brazil is Hungary's most important business partner, not only because its economy is growing fast, which means a market of 200 million capita and the world's seventh most powerful economy, but also because 100,000 Hungarians are living in Brazil, or there are Brazilian citizens who have Hungarian roots. In the past 100 years, this country welcomed those Hungarians who had to leave their home for some reason.
The Milan World Expo has opened. Italians hope that in the following 6 months, the world's attention will be on them and the expo. More than 20 million visitors are expected. Programs have started in the Hungarian Pavilion, too. In the first few days, mainly musical events await visitors from all over the world.
Tens of thousands of visitors came to the Milan Expo, the Universal Exhibition of 2015, on the first day. I have been standing in this line for 1.5 hours to buy a season pass, a ticket that will last for the whole 6 months of the expo, said this Italian tourist. This is the Hungarian pavilion, dubbed the Garden of Life pavilion. The designer's purpose was to create a building which can properly present the values of Hungary. It was essential to showcase our ancient symbols and the subsequent periods, vegetation, traditions and arts. This establishment can present all of these and it can present the life of Hungarian people to the world, said the designer. The Hungarian government commissioner of the expo said the pavilion is already a huge success at the exhibition. I have to say thank you to all the people who contributed to this exhibition space with their knowledge, enthusiasm, good vibe and positive attitude. This building is part of the cultural treasure gathered by the Hungarian nation over the centuries, said Géza Szőcs. One of the main attractions of the pavilion is the unique Hungarian piano developed by Gergely Bogányi. The exhibition closes in October. Until then, visitors can watch lots of Hungarian cultural and folk programs in Milan.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.